two dozen kids in Homer were given a chance to test their team working skills, imagination, and patience on a recent Saturday as they designed and built their own exploration rovers. KBBI's Ariel Van Cleve looked on as teams assembled robots at the Homer Public Library.
Everyone knows robots are awesome.
I don't know what all this trouble is about, but I'm sure it must be your fault.
And as 24 kids learned during Robot Garage, they come in many different forms. There are robots that perform tasks humans don't want to, like vacuuming, and even those that are programmed to play games like ping pong. The Seattle Museum of Flight's Marina Hernandez explained how the machine, which looks a bit like RoboCop, actually works.
This robot, which is called Topio, has two cameras, and these cameras help it to know where the ping pong ball is, where it's traveling, and then help it to position its arm in the right spot so that it can hit the ping pong ball. And something else special about him is that he has something called artificial intelligence. Not all robots have artificial intelligence, but for Topio, it means that he gets better each time he plays ping pong.
She provided a seminar for the kids by satellite and discussed the history of the machines, where the word robot originally came from, science fiction, of course, and handed out their mission. The children would get into teams of two or three and build a rover, similar to the machines scientists have landed on Mars. The teams had no instruction manuals. All they had to work with was a kit with plastic pieces, five motors, wires, and a control panel. The rover had to move back and forth and be able to pick up objects. The three-man team of Xander, Charlie, and Austin first tested the speed of their motors and began devising a plan.
The red side goes in. The red side. The red side.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah,
the red side
goes in. And we need to put it the exact same way. That doesn't... So, Xander, you can be controlling it?
Yeah.
With one of them, with one of the wheels, you're going to have to be pressing forward to go forward, and with one of the wheels, you're going to have to be pressing backward.
As Denver and Eric worked, they came across a major flaw. Their wires popped out of the motors consistently. Nevertheless, the two of them made it work.
Tires roll, check.
After all the teams completed their robots, they gathered around a square to test them out by clamping onto small objects and carrying them out of the square. For the most part, the bots performed the task without a hitch, though there was one troublemaker.
Is Bob the killer robot of the bunch, you guys?
Yeah, he can smash. Bob smash! If there's a really slow robot in front of him, he can smash it.
At the end of the day, all the kids said they loved that they could spend the afternoon building a robot, but they would prefer wireless robots for next time. In Homer, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.